This is the Friday Morning Zine. You're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. A dollar spent at an independent retailer is usually spent 6 to 15 times before it leaves the community. From a single dollar spent locally, you create $5 to $14 in value within the local economy. By contrast, when you buy from a national chain store, 80% of that money leaves town almost immediately. Shopping at independent retailers supports local businesses, their suppliers, and the people they depend on to run their businesses. Buying from an independent retailer also boosts the local economy, builds confidence in the community, and enables local businesses to prosper and grow. July is Independent Retailer Month, and with me this morning to talk about the importance of shopping locally is Mark Drudge. He's the Executive Director of Cortez Retail Enhancement Association. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing very well. Thanks for joining me here in the studio. Let's start off, Mark, by just letting listeners know, if they're not familiar with the Cortez Retail Enhancement Association, what it is that you guys do.
Well, I think sometimes it'd be better to define or to call me Mr. Cortez Cash, because unfortunately, that, or fortunately, as the case may be, that's what people, they know the name of Cortez Cash in the community. But Cortez Retail Enhancement is a nonprofit that was started, 10, 15 years ago, and it's based on vendor fees that local retailers pay each month. And the Cortez Retail Enhancement, our mission statement, is just that, to increase retail sales within Cortez, Colorado. And by doing so, what we do is that's through several means. One is that Cortez Cash program that we run, but really it's about promoting events, promoting businesses, promoting the community, and getting people to consider and recognize why they should be spending locally and the value that those businesses bring to community.
So what are some of the big challenges that you see that are hurdles to folks buying locally?
Well, I think it's I say it's a lot of things, but I think sometimes that what I see is people think that to buy local, if you go in your local store, they don't have the choice and selection. That's the perception. And yet if we really stop and look around, that and especially a town of our size, we've got enough size and population and businesses here and size of business that you really can find almost everything you need in a town our size. And it's one of those things that the Independent Retailer Month was really a chance for people to focus and to go and revisit your local stores and see what they've got and to experience that.
You know, I think sometimes, at least, you know, from where I'm sitting, and sometimes for me, it's more a matter of convenience. You can go to one big box store and get everything you need. And that's really what it seems like in a lot of ways you need to give up when you're going to shop local. You need to go to different stores. And that might be one of the hurdles, too, that I see, at least in my own life.
Well, and sure, and I think that's the reality of it. Let's face it, there those stores exist, and it's kind of an experience when you go to them. But then again, I think on the flip side of that, Tom, I'm thinking about this morning. I walked in here a few minutes ago, and I said, oops, I forgot some notes that I wanted to bring along with me. And I ran across town, and I was back here in, 5 minutes? And so when you say that in a town like this, it's like, well, yeah, but you can walk up and down Main Street, and you can hit a lot of a variety of things here in town and have somewhat of that same experience.
Well, and I think the other thing, too, is that the relationships are different when you walk into a local business, much like when you walked in here and I said, yeah, go ahead, Mark, run across town and get whatever you need. You're seeing people that you know a lot of times. You're seeing people that are invested in their business. They're sometimes the owners are there in those stores. And so you build relationships. And so you're walking down Main Street, and it's a totally different buying experience when you buy local.
Oh, absolutely. And even if you don't know those people where you're shopping, the thing is that when you do that, just like those amazing facts that you had this morning, Tom, I was astounded where you came up with those. That was really good. But when you do walk in and say you don't know the owners, you don't know that, but those dollars that you spend get recycled more often and quicker when you do shop local. And I think, and that's important to, I think we need to differentiate here too. We're not, this is no way to say that we're, that Cortez Retail or us as community have anything negative to say about our local big box stores. It's not that at all, because they're extremely important to community and what's available to our citizens here. But that it is to say, don't overestimate what those small independent retailers have. And I can't remember where I was going with the rest of that thought.
But, okay.
But just those dollars, even though you don't know those people's dollar, again, those dollars stay local and they get reused quickly and more often.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Friday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning we're talking about Independent Retailer Month and the importance of shopping locally. July is Independent Retailer Month, by the way. My guest this morning is Mark Drudge. He's the Executive Director of Cortez Retail Enhancement Association. So I guess on the other side, Mark, local businesses really need to be thinking about tactics and ways that they can encourage more people to come in and spend their dollars in their businesses. What should business owners be thinking about?
Well, I think you touched on it just a moment ago when you said something about the customer service and that, and being able to touch the people in a more intimate process when they come in to buy. And I think we've all experienced that, big store or small, but we've walked in and we don't get the customer service and the help that we need. And I think that's the one thing that local small businesses, independent businesses can do, because they know their product and they know them well. And again, they know the people, they know where they live, they know what they're going up. Say you're buying a tree or a plant or something, and you know the climate, you know what you're doing, you know what the circumstances are when people do that. And I think, so customer service is one. I think that's a real important one. And yet, again, on the flip side, when you think about what large big box stores can offer, you know, they've got technology and they've got those things. But again, it's important that the small businesses stay abreast of what's available. And specifically, I talk about when they market, when they do digital or advertising. It's not just ads in the radio or on the newspaper, but the digital presence of how they're reaching their customers. Social, Facebook, Twitter's not real big in this area, but nonetheless, they need to stay abreast of those things, and it's a great way to market their products.
Is there more opportunities, do you think, for local businesses also to kind of work together? Because it seems to me that, you know, especially here in downtown Cortez, we've got several businesses. I'm thinking about sort of the Restaurant Row down here that are kind of pulling together in some ways and saying, hey, let's collaborate to create environments where customers might be more willing to come down and spend dollars across several businesses and not just focusing on their own independent business.
Oh, absolutely. And again, it comes back to that small town thing that we mentioned, that Restaurant Row here is a perfect example of that. And it doesn't have to be just the restaurants. It's all the other businesses, how they can have some synergy together with that. These folks here have done a great job of marketing themselves as an entity, Restaurant Row. They want to brand that name in some fashion. And I think that then if you look at it bigger, it's how do we as Cortez collectively market ourselves? Because just as people will leave here to go to a big box store, maybe they want to go to Farmington, and again, it's we get it. People do that. We like to go to the bigger cities, and it's an experience to go, but we can't underestimate the number of people or under account for the number of people who will come here from, again, some from Farmington, some the Monticellos, the Moabs, wherever. They will come here as well too. And so we as a community and a downtown shopping core, or just should say a shopping core, how do we market that and how do we present ourselves to those people?
I understand you've also got some classes that you'll be offering for local businesses to take where they can learn more about this marketing and how to leverage their business a little bit more.
Yeah, we've got two coming up, and both, again, are in conjunction with the Independent Retailer Month. And when we looked at what Cortez Retail, what we can offer businesses, is one of the things is that we saw is a lot of businesses struggle. They might have a website, and they've had their website for many years, but the website hasn't kept pace and it hasn't done for them what they want it to do and what it could do for them. And so one of the things we're doing is Wednesday, July 23rd at 10 o'clock at the First National Bank, we're going to have a class on why your business may need a digital upgrade. This isn't a how and what buttons to push to get your Facebook page, but it really gets The session is on how you promote your business via the web and Facebook, Twitter, and so on, and against the why you need to do that. If you've got questions about the hows, we can certainly answer those. And that's going to be taught by Victoria Peterson, our local geek from the Geeks on Grand, just down the street here. That's one. And then the other one is really that's for businesses to take advantage of the Enterprise Zone program, which offers a tax credit, which is available in our region. And this is going to be taught by the Region 9 Economic Development District. They'll be up here, and Laura, can't think of Laura's last name, she'll be teaching that one. That one's going to be on Wednesday, July the 30th. So two consecutive Wednesdays, the 23rd and the 30th, both 10 a.m. at the First National Bank conference room. And I really encourage any business, any community members, if you just want have interest in it, come on down. It's free. I might even buy them a cup of coffee or something, too. But there might be some prizes. Who knows? But come on down, and it's a good opportunity to up your skill set.
All right. You're tuned into the Friday Morning Zine. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and we're talking this morning about shopping locally and the importance of that and what businesses can do to leverage local customers. My guest is Mark Drudge. He's the Executive Director of Cortez Retail Enhancement Association. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back. You're listening to the Friday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, I'm talking with Mark Drudge. He's the Executive Director of Cortez Retail Enhancement Association. Mark, we've been talking a little bit about businesses and customers and spending dollars locally, but let's get back to what Cortez Retail Enhancement Association really is all about. You mentioned earlier that it's really known more for Cortez Cash than anything else, but can you talk a little bit more about some of the mission and values behind Cortez Retail Enhancement Association?
Sure, Tom. Yeah, we are. I mean, Cortez Cash, as you mentioned, is a part of our program. And for those of you who don't know, it's a program where we offer we have a Cortez. You buy the cash in town. We offer it a discount, and they can spend it locally. And it's a good program. And incidentally, we are making some changes to it, some exciting changes, and we're going to have some fun things we're going to be launching here later in the year with that. But Cortez Retail Enhancement really is about that marketing and increasing the sales in the region. And it's kind of a vague statement in a sense, but really the way I look at it is Cortez Retail Enhancement is here to assist a business. And I've come back from a long, long storied history in the newspaper industry. But marketing and promotions has been my background. And when the CREA, our acronym for Cortez Retail, we work with events in the area. When they come in, we're very instrumental in helping them with marketing that. And one of the things that we've done is we've worked with the local media to increase our buys to try to get more bang for the buck for these events, and also tried to do some things different, such as digital advertising and that. The education, the classes that we've got coming up, that's another avenue that we want to explore. And I really encourage businesses, if you've got questions about how can I market my business better, what can I do, is that's where I really think that I can help a business and offer suggestion and spend time. And I have no problem going down and spending, if they really want me there for an hour or two, we can do that. But just to take a look at what they're doing and how could we upgrade their exposure in the community. And then some of the other things that we've been really good, we've got a good partnership with the local Chamber of Commerce. We've got a great relationship with Mesa Verde Country, which is the advertising arm that goes more internationally, and as well as with the city marketing director. And some of the things we want to do is when we maybe our banners in downtown, can we work collectively together? That's another thing that we're been working on lately. And so it's kind of multifaceted, but there's just I really encourage businesses, if you need help, if you're struggling with something, would this be better or that be better, and you want to run it by someone, call us up, call me up anytime, and I can offer that expertise in very willing to do so.
You know, it kind of seems like when we look at Cortez over the last 5 years, certainly, there's this momentum that seems to be really gathering right now. We were talking about downtown earlier. What's your sense of that? I'd like to get your take on that. And do you feel like the dominoes are kind of starting to fall in our favor finally here in Cortez?
I really do. And I find it amazing how when one business has a remodel or someone starts a new, we see new construction, how people get invigorated by that. And so, absolutely. And I mean, seeing those things happen, and obviously we're all aware of the new Maverick gas station, the new auto parts store, what are our others here? McDonald's remodeling. Heck, the high school being built. It's kind of, you don't really see it back behind Walmart, but nonetheless, it's a positive affirmation that things are going well here. And absolutely. I see it. And I hear it from businesses too, that they're sensing that.
Yeah, we certainly sense it here in downtown Cortez. How can folks find out more about Cortez Retail Enhancement Association or local businesses in general?
Well, of course, they can always call us at 564-4095. We've got a website, which we are in the process of rebuilding. That's going to be a venture for us that we're revamping that whole thing. Also, Facebook. Go like us on Facebook. I gave some money away yesterday because someone liked the certain person liked us on Facebook. So please do that, or just stop and see us at the Welcome Center in Cortez.
All right. Thanks, Mark, for being here this morning. It was good talking to you.
Ben, a pleasure, Tom. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Friday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder, and my guest this morning was Mark Drudge. He's the executive director for Cortez Retail Enhancement Association.